Welcome to the Entrepreneur's Lounge radio show, where we expose the myths of entrepreneurship and release the weight of it all. Real people, real issues, and real talk with expert solutions. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show as we welcome our host, Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru.
Hello, hello. It is Alicia Brown, CEO of Fruition Publishing Concierge Services. And I want to give you one quick media tip, techie tip, however you want to call it, that is a necessary for authors and creators as well, but especially for authors. One of the things from my platform that I'm teaching my clients is the importance of media and the importance of researching their industry. You know, one thing about the age of Google is that we can find any information, valuable information, tons of information, just at the touch of our fingertips. As wonderful as that is, as resourceful as that is also very problematic. So here's one quick tip that will help authors especially. And this tip actually saves you time because it brings the information to you versus you having to go and seek it out. How many of you are currently using Google Alerts? Now, maybe you've heard of them. I'm going to assume that most of you have not. But after you hear this message, I hope you really hone in on the power of Google Alerts. So, one thing is for certain, you should always have yourself and your company's name in your Google Alerts. And what that is that when you set your Google Alerts, it will bring you information every time there is a mention of you on Google or whatever you put in the Google search. Now, I've had Google search alerts for my name, for my company name for some time now. But here recently, one of the associations I'm on, we were talking with our PR team and people, and they had to put a few Google alerts up there for a particular situation. So I added that to my Google alerts, and then I had to look at some of the things I'm actively involved in. So I edit those as well, because now I need to be alerted of different things with different projects and things I work on, so it's very important. So there's tons of things that you could put Google Alerts on, but I really want you to think about your industry. So here's the example. For example, some of you that follow the platform know that currently I'm working as an executive film producer, so our executive director. So here's the thing. I have one of my Google Alerts is women in film. Okay, there is an organization about women in film, but every time someone talks about women in film, because I'm working with two women-owned film production companies, of course, now I'm a woman who's in the film industry, so I want alerts on what's the current scoop, what are the current conversations that are going on about women in film, okay? So in addition to my brand names, my personal name, business names, I also have that, women in film. There are other things I have Google Alerts for, but that's just a few examples. So think about what you as an author, what you write about. Think about what things it would be really helpful for you to know. Perhaps you want to know about business funding, okay? Perhaps you're a person, I have one client who she deals with financial literacy. One of her Google Alerts definitely should be financial literacy, because every time there is a mention in media about financial literacy, she wants to know, she needs to know what those conversations are about. These might be future opportunities for her. These might be things that she needs to write blog posts about, contact that particular organization that has something out in the media right now about financial literacy. These are clues to conversations that are being had that will highlight to her maybe some things that she hadn't considered. Maybe these are the things trending now, and she can read these different articles and conversations and say, you know what? Our brand needs to focus on that. And let people know about what we're offering in that particular area, since this seems to be a trending concern. So that would be a great Google alert for her. So those are just a few examples, but I want you to know about the power of Google Alerts and start using them. Instead of you constantly having to go out and seek something, have it come directly into your email and do a majority of the work for you, or that beginning work, and then you could take it from there. So if you want to know more information, make sure you join my private Facebook group just for authors and creators. It's the Authors Academy by Fruition Publishing. Make sure you join that group. Wherever you're watching this from, there should be a link. And join us so you can get the particulars on how do you start Google Alerts, the tips and things like that. And happy Google Alerting. Again, this is Alicia Brown, CEO of Fruition Publishing Concierge Services. Remember to follow us and get all of our social media accounts so you can be up to date at fruitionpublishing.com. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Entrepreneur's Lounge, where we expose the myths of entrepreneurship and release the weight of it all. Real people, real issues, and real talk with expert solutions. Make sure you stay tuned to our Facebook page and thejoyguru.net for show updates, announcements, and to learn how you can be a guest on our show.